From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's new executive order barring travelers from six countries to the United States takes effect in 10 days, barring any legal challenges. A court blocked his initial immigration order. The new order bans nationals and citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Jeff Sessions is the U.S. Attorney General.
Three of these nations are state sponsors of terrorism. The other three have served as safe havens for terrorist countries, countries where governments have lost control of their territory to terrorist groups like ISIL or Al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Among the most notable changes in this order is the removal of Iraq from the list of banned nations. The order also removes a provision indefinitely barring Syrian refugees. It also removes language giving preference to religious minorities. Albert Kahn is the legal director for CARE in New York.
There are millions of Americans of every background who will not sit down, who will not be quiet, who will not for one moment accept the sort of bigotry we saw enacted into law today. And we will fight until the last element of this Muslim ban.
Reaction pro and con to the travel ban is falling mostly along party lines. Libyan fighters who recently captured two key oil terminals around Benghazi say they want to extend their fight to try to capture the entire city of Benghazi. Efforts to take over Libya's oil ports raised the prospect of increased violence in the region. Libya descended into chaos after the 2011 uprising to overthrow the dictator Muammar Gaddafi. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.